Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of El Paso, Texas, stands a building with over a century of history baked into its brick walls. The DeSoto Hotel, built in 1905, once welcomed weary travelers stepping off trains, businessmen crossing the border, and guests looking for a touch of luxury in a growing frontier town. But time has not been kind to the DeSoto. Its glamour faded, its reputation darkened, and what's left today is a building more famous for its ghostly residents than its living ones. Over the years, stories began to swirl about shadow figures gliding through empty hallways, whispers that seemed to come from the walls themselves, and doors slamming shut in rooms where no one was staying. But if you ask the locals, they'll tell you the real trouble lies beneath the surface in the basement. That's where investigators claim the air turns thick, equipment malfunctions, and some even report being shoved or scratched by unseen hands. Some say it's the spirits of those who died tragically inside the hotel, victims of suicide, overdose, or violence. Others believe something much older, much darker, took root in the basement decades ago. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, one thing's for sure, the DeSoto has earned its reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Texas. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The DeSoto Hotel opened its doors in 1905, a symbol of El Paso's booming future at the dawn of the 20th century. The railroad had turned the once sleepy border town into a bustling transit hub connecting Texas with Mexico and the American Southwest. Business travelers, cattlemen, and adventurers seeking fortune in the growing frontier all needed a place to rest, and the DeSoto was designed to be that place. With early advertisements boasting modern amenities like hot running water, electric lighting, and even a telephone system, luxuries unheard of for much of the region, the hotel quickly established itself as a prestigious stop for visitors. Its prime location downtown, just a stone's throw from El Paso's busiest commercial streets, ensured that the DeSoto thrived well into the 1920s. But prosperity is never permanent. By the mid-century, El Paso's economic tides shifted. As the city grew outward, downtown hotels lost their appeal. The DeSoto slid from elegance to affordability, taking in long-term residents instead of traveling elites. Rooms that once hosted dignitaries and businessmen now saw working-class families, border crossers, and transients calling them home for months or years at a time. With that shift came trouble. Police records from the 1960s and 70s paint a picture of rising crime, drug use, and violence both inside and just outside the hotel. Arguments turned to assaults. Overdoses were not uncommon, and at least two suicides are documented within the building during this era. Residents reported hearing gunshots in the hallways and waking to the sound of sirens more often than they cared to admit. It was around this time that the first stories of the strange began to surface. Night clerks reported hearing phantom footsteps pacing the lobby in the middle of the night. Housekeepers claimed to see figures standing at the ends of hallways, only to vanish when approached. Guests spoke of hearing soft knocks at their doors, opening them to find no one there. It was unsettling but easy to dismiss in a building full of creaks and quirks. But the basement, that was different. Maintenance workers described it as a place where tools went missing, even when no one else was present. Light bulbs exploded for no reason. Workers reported a heavy, suffocating atmosphere, as if the air itself didn't want them there. Some refused to work alone downstairs, others quit entirely. These stories stayed mostly within staff circles, whispered among employees and longtime residents. That is, until paranormal enthusiasts came knocking in the early 2000s. The rise of ghost hunting shows and online forums brought amateur investigators from across Texas, all eager to catch evidence of the DeSoto's ghosts. One of the first organized investigations came from El Paso Ghost Tours, a group who conducted overnight lockdowns inside the property, including extensive time in the basement. Their recordings captured whispers, sometimes single words like stay or run. In other instances, investigators claimed they captured what sounded like a distressed child crying, though no children were staying at the hotel at the time. It wasn't long before out-of-town investigators came to see for themselves. One of them, a Texas-based researcher named Mitch Carmichael, spent multiple weekends documenting his time at the DeSoto. Carmichael published his findings in online paranormal forums, describing the hotel as a place where the veil between worlds felt thin. But even Carmichael admitted the basement was something else entirely. During one investigation, Carmichael and his team set up motion sensors in the basement's largest room. Within minutes of turning off the lights, the sensors began to trigger one by one as if someone or something was pacing back and forth in the darkness. When they reviewed their footage later, they caught fleeting shadow shapes crossing the frame. To this day, Carmichael describes the DeSoto's basement as the most oppressive location he's ever investigated. Despite these chilling claims, skeptics have offered their own rational explanations. The building itself, over 100 years old, is rife with structural issues. Faulty plumbing bangs in the walls when temperature shifts create pressure. Loose windows let in gusts of air, causing doors to slam unexpectedly. Electrical interference in old wiring could disrupt recording equipment, a phenomenon that has nothing to do with the paranormal. Then there's the psychological angle. Psychologists familiar with haunted locations often point to something called suggestibility, the power of belief to shape perception. If you walk into a place believing it's haunted, your brain is already primed to interpret every sound, shadow, or draft as evidence of a ghost. Add to that the weight of the DeSoto's reputation and its gritty history, and it becomes a perfect storm for suggestibility to take over. But some events defy easy explanation. Even skeptical paranormal researchers have admitted that certain recordings, especially those capturing distinct voices and unexplained movements, don't fit neatly into rational boxes. This tug of war between logic and the unexplained is what keeps the DeSoto story alive. Whatever the cause, be it history bleeding into the present, natural phenomena, or something much darker, the DeSoto had firmly cemented itself as a hotbed for paranormal activity by the mid-2000s. If you ask anyone who spent time inside the DeSoto Hotel about its most haunted location, they'll almost always give you the same answer: the basement. It's not just its darkness or the claustrophobic feel of low ceilings and crumbling concrete. It's the way the air seems heavier down there, like something unseen is watching. Paranormal teams have described it as a magnet for activity, and the evidence they've captured is hard to ignore. During one investigation in 2013, a team set up a motion-activated camera in the basement's central hallway. When they reviewed the footage, they saw what appeared to be a dark, human-shaped shadow moving across the corridor, despite no one being physically present at the time. That same night, investigators reported being scratched on their backs and hearing a growling noise directly into their digital recorder. More than a few teams reported electronic failures, with fresh batteries draining in minutes, cameras refusing to focus, and audio recorders cutting out mid-session. Equipment malfunctions are common in old buildings, but the consistency with which it happened, always in the basement, left even skeptics uneasy. One particularly chilling report came from a guest investigator in 2016. While sitting alone in the basement with the lights off, she described hearing a voice whisper her name, not through her equipment, but audibly, right next to her ear. When she screamed and ran upstairs, her team found 3 deep scratches on her left shoulder, scratches that hadn't been there minutes before. Some theorists believe the basement's dark energy may stem from occult activity rumored to have occurred during the building's lowest point in the 1980s. While no official police records confirm these claims, former residents and maintenance workers have told investigators about strange symbols painted on basement walls, symbols consistent with ritual magic. Whether these stories are urban legend or fragments of truth lost to time is still a matter of debate. What isn't debatable is the pattern of poltergeist-like activity that occurs all over the building, but especially in the basement and upper floors. Doors slam violently when no one is around. Objects disappear only to reappear in impossible locations, like sealed rooms or locked closets. Lights flicker in specific patterns, almost like Morse code, though no one's been able to make sense of the sequences. One long-term resident interviewed in 2018 told investigators that he frequently woke up to find his belongings moved during the night. Sometimes small things, a wallet or keys, but other times entire pieces of furniture would shift several feet from their original spot. When he asked the front desk clerk about it, the response was a nonchalant, "Oh yeah, that happens sometimes." Then there's the phenomenon of the mirrors. Multiple guests have reported seeing reflections that didn't match reality, shadow figures standing behind them when no one else was in the room, or faces appearing in the glass only to vanish when they turned around. One former housekeeper who worked at the DeSoto for nearly a decade claimed she refused to clean rooms alone after seeing a woman in black standing inside the mirror of room 405. When she turned to look, no one was there, but the reflection remained for several seconds before fading away. Paranormal investigators have offered a range of theories to explain these phenomena. Some believe the hotel's long history of tragedy and violence has created a kind of residual haunting, where past events play over and over like a tape on loop. Others believe the DeSoto may be host to a more intelligent presence, something capable of interacting with guests and investigators alike. Still, a third theory suggests the basement acts as a spiritual conduit, a kind of portal where energies from outside the hotel can cross into our world. This theory gained traction after investigators reported seeing figures that didn't seem tied to any specific historical event, almost like visitors from somewhere else. Cultural historians have also suggested the haunting might be tied to El Paso's turbulent past. The city's proximity to Juarez made it a crossroads for smugglers, revolutionaries, and outlaws. Some believe the spirits haunting the DeSoto aren't just from within its walls, but from the broader tragedies that unfolded along the border, lives cut short by violence, desperation, and betrayal. Even with all the evidence, there's one question no one can answer. Why the basement? What makes that space different from the rest of the hotel? Some investigators point to the theory of stone tape recording, where certain types of building materials like limestone or brick can actually absorb and replay emotional energy. Others believe the basement's geology, sitting near underground water sources and fault lines, could amplify paranormal activity through a natural electromagnetic effect. Whatever the reason, the basement of the DeSoto remains its most feared and least understood feature. In fact, as of 2024, access to the basement is restricted, and only approved paranormal investigators are allowed down there. Even some of those investigators have refused to return after experiencing severe nausea, panic attacks, or overwhelming dread, symptoms that ended the moment they left the building. The DeSoto Hotel stands today not just as a relic of El Paso's past, but as a living monument to the strange, the unexplained, and the terrifying. Whether it's haunted by the spirits of its own history, something darker conjured long ago, or simply the fears we bring with us when we enter, the DeSoto holds its secrets close, and it's not giving them up anytime soon. Tony Bruschi's closing thoughts. The DeSoto Hotel stands at the intersection of history, tragedy, and fear, a building that's seen the very best and very worst of what life in El Paso can offer. It opened its doors with promise, serving as a beacon of comfort for travelers. But somewhere along the way, the DeSoto became something else. The moment luxury gave way to survival and elegance was replaced with desperation. The hotel seems to have absorbed every ounce of that energy, and it never let go. The stories that flow out of the DeSoto are eerily consistent. It's always the shadow figures, the whispers, the phantom touches, and that basement which looms over every investigator's account like a final boss fight nobody really wants to face. It's easy to write off one spooky story or even a handful of creepy experiences as misinterpretation or bad wiring. But when dozens of different people across decades all describe the same heavy air, the same dark shapes, the same unease that crawls under their skin the second they step inside, well, at some point you have to wonder if there's something more at play. Now, of course, rational explanations exist. Old buildings creak, old pipes bang. And if you show up with a camera crew and a ghost meter, your brain's already tuned to see ghosts around every corner. But that doesn't explain everything. Not the scratches appearing out of nowhere, not the names whispered into ears, and certainly not the things caught on camera when no one was standing there. Maybe the DeSoto is haunted by its own reputation, a victim of century-old gossip and ghost stories building on themselves until they took on a life of their own. Or maybe it's haunted by something much older, something tied to the land itself or the violence that shaped the border. It's a building where history is thick in the air, where tragedy and mystery sit side by side, and where even the most skeptical investigator leaves with more questions than answers. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.